There's a famous tshuva from the Achiezer of Chaim Moshe Grusinski on the issue of someone, a ger, who wants to convert to Judaism, but he can't have a milah because he's a... it would be a sakana, that he's a hemophiliac or some other issue. So the Achiezer writes, Shakasav sharotze lahachmir, sharotze hisgayer, one who wants to convert, ve'eno yocho limo atzmo, but you're not able to mow yourself, machma sakana. You can't have a milah because it's danger. Kamo shemesu achiv machmas milah, that your brothers died because of milah, and you have a chazaka to concern your hemophiliac. Eno yocho hisgayer below milah. So one might argue that, okay, so then if it's a sakana to do a milah, so then you don't do a milah. And maybe then it's like an onus rachmanan patre. So he says, don't say that. He says, because ain kan shaya kan onus rachmanan patre. There is no onus rachmanan patre that when you're under duress, you have no choice, you're exempt. That's generally true, but doesn't apply here. Why? Cave in Shagar ain't no mitzvah liskayer. There is no mitzvah to convert. If you do conversion, this is the way it works. So therefore, he's saying, since there's no chiyuv to convert, there's no mitzvah, so therefore I can't say onus rachmanan patre, so don't convert. And that's it, because as long as you don't do the miwa, you can't convert. V'lo dami, yoes, v'gai shenikras gido. So Yoko is cut his halacha, that if a ger, a male, doesn't have anything there, his gid was cut off. Shesham inu mitzuva klal b'mila. The halacha is, and you can convert without mila. If there's nothing physically to cut, so then I guess we view that person as a woman in terms of gayer's angle, and therefore just like a woman, all she needs is tefillah, no mila, so too here. That's the lashon of the Achiezer, that he makes a difference between a guy she nikras hagid versus a guy that's just a danger, he's a hemophiliac. And also in the Shem Yishmul's halachic sefer, the Avnei Nezer's son, B'derach Pekudeka, he discusses the issue as well, whether a guy, are you allowed to risk your life to become a Jew? However, they quote from others, and I think it's Ravitzov Panovitcher, who writes, Shekosav Shagir Shenichros Agid, Yocho Iskaya Beli Mila, yeah. Ach, Im Nishar Mixas Agid, or Rabbas Sorach Hatov is Dambri, so then maybe you need some Dam. Either, so that's Dalacha, that's Rav Chaim Moshe Grusinski's psak. If that's the case, so we understand now. The kasha was, the Gemara tells us in Yavamas Ayin Alavam Beis that the Klai Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, did not get the bris in the Midbar because it was sakana, there was no Ruach Sophonis. So how could Yisrael go ahead and do the Mashna? There wasn't a sakana. So how was he able to do it? So based on Rav Chaim Moshe psak, they want to say as follows. That Kevin she Yisrael Ratzo is Gayer. So Yisrael wanted to convert. And he knew Vim Lohaya Molatzmo. And if he would have said, you know what, it's no Ruach Sophonis, it's dangerous. Let me convert without Mila. They would have said, sorry, you can't convert to Judaism. So therefore, he wanted to convert to Judaism. It's such a separate child, you had to put yourself in a suffix Sakana. But Yisrael did it. He knew in order to become Jewish, he had to do the mila. Masha enkein Yisrael lo mo atzmam mishum shemakam sakana inam chayvim li mo atzmam. We say onus rachmana patre. If you have a chiyuv to do mila, but it's a sakana, so you have no chiyuv. But there's no chiyuv for geirus, so therefore you can't say onus rachmana patre for Yisrael. Yet, so if he wanted to become Jewish, the only way, he wasn't like nechros agid, he was like meiso akur machmas mila. And therefore, for him to become Jewish, he'd have to go ahead and have a bris mila. And in fact, that seems to be a debate. One issue, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in Yavamas, on whether someone is considered an aro. If your beis halacha is machmes miga, do you have a shame aro? Do I say that you're an aro, except but you're an onus, or no? That since it's a mitzvah miga that creates the chal of shame aro, and therefore, that's what it is. So whether aro kohen could eat the truma not beis halacha, so that's a whole discussion. So I think Rav Panovich or he wants to claim that no, that someone who's a beis halacha is machmes miga. You can convert without Mila. We'll see a story shortly between Rav Shlomo's, with Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, who clearly disagreed with this psak. But either way, so the effort, but according to this, was the Yisrael allowed to go ahead and put himself in sakana? So yesh lidom b'davar chada she'im l'gai mutter l'hachnis atzma l'sakana k'day l'hiskayer. Is that permitted? Darei kan, but milas Yisro haya sakana. Vimkein haya sarach atas asmo sakana with sarach geiru. So v'yeshu is stopping. Dachronim are in doubt. In b'kai gav the mutta liskayer, are you allowed to convert in a case where you're putting yourself in danger? And the nafkamin is a gersha meisu achu machmas mila mutalima latzmo. If his hemophiliac, are you allowed to do it? Or his brothers, right? They're requiring this bar. But according to Rav Chaim Ozer, if you don't do it, you're not a ger. So it's a suffix. Are you allowed to put yourself in suffix sakana? So that's the shaila. Does the mitzvah v'chai bahem apply or not to a guy? And there was a maisa with the ger tzedek in Vilna. So he got converted even though there was a gzeiras malchus. If anyone would have found out. And at the end of the day, he went on Kiddush Hashem. But was he mutted to be Miskayer? Well, he did it. So the question is, could you learn from the Maisa or not? Either way, that's the Shaila. Is if there's an Isser for a guy to be, since there's no mitzvah v'chai behem. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses that Sha'achar Ma'an Torah, Inaka Mitzuvim Shavu'av Eid Atzmam. And then he says, is there an Isser of suicide on a guy after Ma'an Torah? And even if you say, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that there is a Yisur, Mikol Makam Estabed, or a guy Mutter Lahachnitz, with Suffix Sakana, to Vade Sakana, that's suicide. But for Suffix Sakana, Kevinsha, Guy, Enamutsuva, Bechaibahem. So that's how they want to explain how Yisur was able to, Yisur had to do a Mila, because if he didn't do it, he wanted to become Jewish. But the Jews are on his Achmana, they can wait till afterwards. He's still a Jew even without a breast the Shai of Urinara or not. And then the Shai was, is it mutter or not? So that's the Shai, is it mutter for a guy? Vadai, even if you assume there's no way to suicide on a guy after Ma'an Torah, then it would be mutter. Forget to say there is, then the Shai was, maybe it's mutter to be machmas asma because there's no mitzvah v'chai behem. And there's a mice of the in the Yaznayim with Torah, Zalman Saretskin. He says he was once in the house of Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, and he showed him this new sefer. He showed him this new sefer that about a guy Harotze Lizkayer v'Yeshlo Tudas Rofim. He had a document from the doctors. Shesakana hu lo lizkayer. Hayim also guy yocho lizkayer. Believe me, la. A guy came, he with a doctor's note that it's dangerous to, let's assume it's an acceptable doctor's note. Because of also safer, shekevin sha'anos vi lomimu yocho lizkayer below tvila. That since he's honest, so therefore you could convert without tvila. That, I think, was for Rav Yitzchak Panovich or one, something like that, he says, I don't know if he's quoting his sefer, because by the way, Rav Shakta says over this story is, he went to someone to collect money, and then he saw this document that he writes that I'm converted even though I didn't do a mila. Of course, Rav Chaim Ozer took the money first, and he said, told him he's not Jewish. That's what he writes here. But Amar Alzeh, Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, he said to Rav Zalman Saretskin, Giselle toes Gemurah. It's a big mistake. Dari ain shaya kan onis rachmana patre kevin ain shuv chiyav al goy lizgayer vim kain kevin ino yako limo ino yako lizgayer, and therefore he disagreed and said it was a no go. And then Rav Chayin, so the Zalman Sereskin said, so I'll bring you a raya for yourself from Yisro. Sharei matzino be Yisro shava be shaya lo sakana limo. He had a doctor's note. Bikomaka molis atzmo, and he realized it doesn't help. He needs to do Mila to become Jewish. V'nena ha-Rav Chaim Oza Grzinski, and he got Hanar from this Raya. So either way, so that's the pshat, that Yisro, even though in Echanam it was dangerous, but because it was dangerous, that's why he had to do it, because he couldn't become Jewish without it. And other answers we've given before is that from the Panim Yofas, Rav Yonas and Eibshitz, that Klai Yisrael, there was no Ruach Sfonis under the Anei HaKavod, but Yisrael did it not under the Anei HaKavod. We said the Marsha in Sanhedrin Echinami, Yisrael was already Mahol because it was Midin Ben Keturah, and he just did the Priya or the Hatavis Dan Bris. Others point out he did it before the Cheda Ego. That's when the Ruach Sfonis was lost, and the Chasim Sofer writes, different Chasim Sofers, but this Chasim Sofer writes that only because the Jews who traveled all the time in the Midbar, so therefore it was dangerous because there was no Ruach Sefonis the whole time, but Yisro only stayed in the Midbar widow time, so it wasn't danger for him. So different answers given why Yisro could get the Bris Mila, even though many in Kai Yisro did not.